This is the Texas Standard.
As the news, Texas House Speaker Joe Strauss wouldn't be seeking re-election, reverberated through the state capitol last week, we got word of another rumbling in the Texas Republican Party, this one involving State Senator Kel Seliger, of Amarillo. The panhandle is rumbling again, writes Lubbock Avalanche Journal columnist Jay Leeson. Jay, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Good to be back with you, David.
So what sort of rumbling are you hearing where you are?
Well, there's a rumbling against what's become staple conservative Republicanism in the state. Kel Seliger went through the 85th legislature, went by and large, voted with the lieutenant governor, and the lieutenant governor's 30 main issues, defied him on two. One was school vouchers, which he calls school choice, and the other was tax revenues can increase by more than 5% in a given year.
Okay.
Or you have to have a rollback rate election. That's a huge concern for a lot of rural counties where rates can fluctuate pretty dramatically based upon mineral valuations or capital murder trials in a county with only 4,000 people in it.
So you have now Kel Seliger, who is running for re-election, and that's where we're starting to see some sparks.
We did. Last week, Ken King, who's a state representative out there, I should say 2 weeks ago, Ken King out of Canadian, Texas, just there in the eastern panhandle, sat down with his hometown newspaper and really gave it to the lieutenant governor, who King and others believe has staged a race against Kel Seliger to punish him. That race has a guy out of the panhandle, a guy who operates restaurants, Victor Leal, as well as Kel Seliger's district goes across the panhandle and then down the New Mexico line and then back into the basin. And that race has the aforementioned Leal and also Mike Cannon, a former mayor of Midland. And what King and others believe is that this has been contrived by the lieutenant governor, whose own consultant is running Victor Leal's campaign.
So sort of a 1-2 knockout approach. And the feeling is, at least among some lawmakers, that this is being engineered by the lieutenant governor and his friends.
And King said as much. In the column, we use the term prescient bucking. The panhandle's always bucked the powers that be, the establishment that exists. That goes back to jumping in with Alan Shivers early in the 1950s and becoming Shivercrats, John Connolly in 62. There were 16 counties, David, in 1964 that voted for Barry Goldwater in the presidential over Lyndon Johnson. 8 of those counties were in the panhandle.
Wow.
They went with Reagan in 76. Over Ford.
Wow.
And that trend has continued to 2 weeks ago when we heard this from Ken King on record. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, quote, is a carpetbagger who came from Maryland and changed his name from Danny Gobe to be in politics. King was fending for Kel Seliger, who he believes, quote, was punished for not carrying the water for Patrick last session. Patrick basically ran the Senate like a dictatorship. If you didn't go along, you didn't get recognized and your bills didn't get passed. Seliger took it on the chin to do what was right for his district, end quote.
So, Jay, where's this going to lead? I mean, are we talking about a kind of a civil war led by some in the panhandle within the Republican Party? Or are they going to maybe consider other affiliations at some point?
David, I think the bottom line is that what the panhandle is showing is that there has to be a shift away from this prevailing brand of suburban defined one size fits all conservatism, which is what Austin's current political establishment wants. And there needs to be room for a panhandle branded independent conservatism that can be tailored from place to place.
Jay Leeson talking about some Republicans bucking the trend in the panhandle. He's columnist for the Lubbock Avalanche Journal. We'll have a link to his latest at texasstandard.org. Jay, thanks so much.
Thank you, David.